Friday the 2nd of May, Yudvei Sla'omer, Rabbi Ben Sion White, early Kabbalah Shabbos, how early?
Just remember they're both fine. We now have longer days, and all the Mutar Mezush in the area now have at least one early minyan for Kabbalah Shabbos. However, I know that many wonder that during the last 2 hours, the final 2 hours of Friday, one can see emerging from the various Bot Medroshim groups of Mispallim at all sorts of times. And one can be excused for thinking that there seems to be a lot of flexibility how one views this Zman of Kabbalah Shabbos and how early one can in fact make Shabbos. The Mechaber paskens in Siman Reish Samach Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos, Sif Dalet, that if one starts Shabbos, one's Mechaber Shabbos, Ba'od Hayom Gudol, in the middle of the day, so at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you find that you're ready and you can be Madlik the Neiros in Mechaber Shabbos. The Mechaber says you cannot do that. You have to wait for Plag Hamincha, and the Poskim say that if you do that, then you have to extinguish those Neiros Shabbos and put them on again with a brucha at the proper Zman. And the first brucha was a brucha levatullah, and the same of course would go if you would have immediately had daven Maariv, then of course you'd have to daven Maariv again at the right time. And the Mechaber says the right time is from Plag Hamincha onwards, which he explains is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. So we need to understand what is this Plag Hamincha and why is it relevant to Kabbalah Shabbos. What is the hour and a quarter, and how do you work out an hour and a quarter before the end of the day? When does the day end? So let's start with the last one. The day ends. As many know, there are a number of Zmanim for Laila. You only have to open the Luach and you see that there's a Zman and there's a Zman in brackets. There seem to be a number of Zmanim. The reason, I know that many people throw up their hands in a horror when they hear this this topic of conversation. It is not at all complicated. The basics are very simple and straightforward. There is a Machlokes HaPoskim, and the reason why there's a Machlokes HaPoskim is because there appears to be an apparent contradiction, a stira between two gemuras, and it's a very obvious stira. It's a stira that if someone has the two gemuras in front of him, he would immediately ask the question. The gemura Masechta Shabbos, Rabba, who argues with Rabbi Yosef, and normally when Rabba argues with Rabbi Yosef, we paskin like Rabba, and that's why in this case we do paskin like Rabba. Rabba understands that the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda says that as soon as the sun sets, and the gemura there is discussing at what time can one start doing a melucha motza Shabbos, in other words, when is it Laila, and the same would go for motza Yom Kippur, motza Yom Tov, when is it Laila that the Chag or the Yom Tov or the Shabbos is over? And Rabbi Yehuda says that immediately after the sun sets, were one theoretically to walk a distance of 3/4 of a mil, that at the end of that walk it would be night. Now, what is a mil and what is 3/4 of a mil? Well, unfortunately, there are three shittas there. There's a shitta that says it's 18 minutes, one shitta says it's 22 and a half minutes, and one shitta says it's 24 minutes. The Mechaber himself, several times in Shulchan Aruch, both in Aruch Haim and Yerodeya, says that it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. Many of the poskim go along with that, and nowadays it's become more or less the accepted standard for the calculations that it is 18 minutes. So if it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil, and the Yehuda is saying that the time it takes 3/4 of a mil after the Shkia is night, that means at 13 and a half minutes after sunset is night. 13 and a half minutes after the sunset, the Chazal called sunset, is when the sun has gone below the horizon, and the top rim of the sun, as you stand watching the sunset, the top rim of the sun is exactly parallel with the horizon. That means that the entire ball is now below the horizon. That it is not the same sunset as the astrologers use and the local weather stations use. They've got a sunset where the middle of the sun, as it drops below the horizon, the middle of the sun is still level with the horizon. So their sun is further up still on the horizon than the Chazal sun. And if there's a difference of a few minutes, their sunset is 3 minutes earlier. Now, so Rabbi Yehuda says quite clearly that 13 and a half minutes after sunset is night. Now, in Masechta Pesachim, there, again, Rabbi Yehuda is quoted in a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda there is not talking about Shabbos L'chayra. He's talking about, the Gemara is discussing how far can a person walk during a day. And the Gemara says a person can walk 10 pasuris, which is 40 mil. And the Gemara gives a breakdown how he achieves that. And the Gemara then says, at the end of this breakdown, that between sunset and night, a person can walk 4 mil. Now, 4 mil, based on our calculation of 18 minutes per mil, means that the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that a person can walk between sunset and night 72 minutes. Now, that is very, very different from the 13 and a half minutes in the Masechta Shabbos. That is the contradiction that causes this problem of when night is. Now, the Beit HaTam comes along and answers this contradiction by explaining that there are, in fact, two Shkias. There's a Shkia, there's a sunset that we all know and see from this planet, that when you stand at the seashore, you see the sun setting. That is what the Beit HaTam calls the first Shkia, the visual Shkia that we see. And the Rebbeinu Tam holds that that Shkia, min HaTorah, makes no difference at all. The sun has set, and it's still daytime, holds the Rebbeinu Tam. And if somebody would be an oinus and he hadn't put on tefillin that day, and he would put on tefillin and ask the Rebbeinu Tam, the Rebbeinu Tam would say, after the Shkia, the sun has set, you can still put on tefillin and make a brocha, and you're yotze the mitzvah min HaTorah, because nothing has changed. Now, this situation of day, even though the light is diminishing, according to the Rebbeinu Tam, carries on for a distance of 3 1/4 mil, meaning, according to our calculation of 18, it's 58 and a half minutes after sunset, it's still day. Then starts a period of a suffix day or night, and that he calls the Shkia Shnia. We can't see the Shkia, but what's happening is that as the sun has dropped below the horizon, of course the light that it's throwing back up towards the western horizon goes, it's less and less, and there's a final tranche of light that happens in the last 13 and a half minutes after the 58 and a half minutes have passed. That final period where the light is going less and less, he calls Bein Hashmushes, that is a Sufik Yom Basufik Laila, and then you get Laila. So you have 50, you have the sun setting, 50 and 8 1/2 minutes of day, then you get 13 and a half minutes of Bein HaShmoshes, and then you get Laila, which is a total of 72 minutes. So the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, he says, is talking about the total range of the 72 minutes from the Shkia to Laila. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, when it mentions the 13 and a half minutes, is talking about the last Shkia that we don't see here, and that last Shkia takes 13 and a half minutes, and then it's Laila. And that 13 and a half minutes is the crucial period when, according to the Rebbeinu Tam, is Sufik Yom Basufik Laila, and someone wants to do a melucha in those 13 and a half minutes, the Zman Shabbos HaMidosh HaYokayim, and you have to bring an Oshad and Toli, because it would be a Sufik had he been over an Avera or not. The Geonim do not learn like that. The Geonim, Rav Shrira Gon, Rav Hai Gon, Rav Nissim Gon, have got a different explanation. And they say there's only one Shkia. The Shkia that we all see, the Shkia that happens when the sun sets, and 13 and a half minutes after that is night. That is the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. One Shkia only. The Gemara in that Rabbi Yehuda says that there's 72 minutes and there's a 13. What happened to that Gemara? So the Geonim say that Rabbi Yehuda, due to various reasons, there was a machlokes between the Chachma Yisrael and Chachma Yisrael Olam on the relationship between the sun and the earth, and the Chachma Yisrael conceded one or two points, and at the end of that machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind on the dinim of Laila, and the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos of the 13 and a half minutes is Rabbi Yehuda's final opinion. That's how the Geonim learn. In other words, ignore the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, because that's not final. The final draft is the one that's in the Masechta Shabbos of one Shkia with 13 and a half minutes and then night. That is the Shittas HaGeonim. Now, I want to mention that although, for reasons that it's, one can't go into now, if you open the Luach, you do see that the first Mam, which is called the Geonim's Mam, which is the 13 and a half minutes, is in bold, and the other one is sort of a lighter print in brackets, which is the Bein HaTam. Now, take it from me that not only do the Mechaber and the Ramor paskin like the Rebbeinu Tam, but the Roiv Rishonim V'Achroinim, you can quote me on this, Roiv Rishonim V'Achroinim, not only Roiv, but the overwhelming majority of Rishonim and Achroinim paskin like the Rebbeinu Tam. So why it has come about that the man in the street thinks that those who keep the Rebbeinu Tam are from the select pious few, I don't really know, but that's how it is. But Rov Rishonim V'Achroinim do in fact pass from that to the Rebbeinu Tam. Now, somebody somewhere here, I'm sure, must be thinking to themselves, well, if, according to the Goyim, which is the first man and the Luach, we've got the sunset, 13 and a half minutes, and then it's not Shabbos anymore, and you're allowed to eat Matzah Yom Kippur, if you open a Luach in any location in the world, even in Eretz Yisrael, where the time between sunset and night is much, much shorter than here. Here we have these long gaps, especially during the summer, and in Eretz Yisrael they don't get that at all. They're closer to the equator and the gap is much smaller. You still cannot find a luach that will allow you to eat Matzah Yom Kippur or do a melucha Matzah Shabbos 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia. That is true. I regret to inform you that that offer of 13 and a half minutes is now closed. And in fact, it's been closed for some time. Now the reason why that is closed is because that over the years our knowledge of the skies and the stars is less than it was, of course, being made of the early Achroinim and the Rishonim and Avadanish from the Amoraim. And when we look up at the sky, if you were to stand on the seashore in Eretz Yisrael, which is a good place to see the sunset, with a watch in one hand, and you would time 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia, I guarantee you that even with the help of sophisticated telescopes, you would not see the stars, not big ones, and I don't think you'd certainly not see middle-sized ones and smaller ones that the Poskim refer to. We don't know where to look, we don't know the grouping of these stars, and we are baffled of how to find these stars that the Goyim are talking about. So therefore, over the years, the Poskim who have dealt with this have come up with a variation based on Shittas HaGoyim. And what they've done is, they've measured in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is where the Tana Reb Yehuda lived. So therefore, we assume that time of 13 and a half minutes is based on the horizon Eretz Yisrael. And they've also based it on Yemei Nissan and Tishri, which are average days where day and night is more or less equal. And they've looked at the skies. And each one of them, in his own way, has identified groups of stars which they believe are what Chazal and the Geonim were referring to. And then they've timed that. And some have seen these stars at the end of 28 minutes, and some at the end of 32 minutes, and some at the end of 36 minutes. And that's how they've based their Zman, and that's why it's not 13 and a half minutes now, it's much longer. Another thing that they've done is to make it easier for those in other locations to know when it is the same amount, degree of darkness as it is in Eretz Yisrael, what the degree of darkness would be in Glasgow at that time of the year, is they've measured, there's a calculation where they can measure how far the sun has slipped down below the horizon at that point. So if they're happy, for instance, that 36 minutes after the Shkia, they see the stars that they believe are the correct ones, they then measure, and they've come up with a measurement that it's 8.5, the sun is 8.5 degrees below the horizon. And then all they need to send out the message is, there's a calculation that anybody who has got the tables can do, that when the sun on that day is 8.5 degrees below the horizon, then it is night according to our nowadays understanding of the Goyim Zman. And the Zman that you have outside of the Luach, the first Zman, is in fact based on 8.5 degrees. There are some who are Makel with 7.5 degrees. There's some who've got 7.1 degrees. There's some who've got 5.95 degrees. There are various degrees of darkness that the Poskim mention. One other point is that people notice that the Zman of Motzei Shabbos and the Zman of Maariv or the Zman of Tamis, of Motzei Tamis during the week, are between 8 and 10 minutes apart, and they think that's something to do with Tosfos Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Tosfos Shabbos whatsoever. What it is that the 8.5 degrees is used as a Chumra Zman for Motzei Shabbos, and for a Tamis they're Mekel and they use a Zman of 7.1 degrees. That's why there's this difference. Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is based on a Mishnah in Sefer Brachos, Perek Tefillas HaShachar. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can daven Mincha to Plaga Mincha. The Chachumim argue and say you can daven Mincha to the end of the day. The background to that is that Bezman Shabbat HaMidosh Holy Time, as everybody knows, there was a carbon tumid shabayin huabayim that was brought and could be brought from a half an hour after Chatzos. However, it was very rarely brought at that time, because since Oleo Hashlem Kol HaKabunas Kulam, you may not bring any kabunas after the tumid shabayin huabayim. So although the Beis HaMikdash and the Kehanim had finished their program of kabunas, but they were yechidim who were queuing out outside the Beis Midrash wanting to bring their own Korban Yochid, and they could not be turned away so early in the day. So practically, the Kahanim used to delay bringing the Tumah Shulban Arbayim until later on in the day, and that time was, generally speaking, 2.5 hours before the end of the day. And that period of 2.5 hours at the end of the day, that point of 2.5 hours was called Mincha Ketana. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that you can in fact have a Mincha beyond that point, until halfway between the 2.5 hours when the Korban Tumah Shulban Arbayim was normally brought, and the end of the day. And that halfway point between the two, 1.25 hours, is plag hamilcha, plag meaning palga, half. It's half of that period, 2.5 hours. So Tosa says, well, where do you get half from? You should either go for the end of the day, or you should go for milchik tana, for the 2.5 hours when it was brought. Why a half? So Tosa explains that Yehuda really holds that the tefillah milcha is keneged the ketoiris, and the hakturis hakatoiris was done halfway between that period, at the 1.25 hours. So that's why the Yehuda says that that is the end of the time when you can daven mincha. And the Poskim explain that each one who has got his man, immediately afterwards, there's no gap, the next tefillah starts. So according to the Yehuda, if you can, you must stop davening mincha at plaga mincha, the 1.25 hours before the end of the day, then immediately after that, you can start davening maariv. The Chachamim say that since, theoretically, al-pidin, the Tumah Shulban Arbayim, had there been any hold up, the Kahanim could bring it until the end of the day, so therefore the Tfilas HaMincha, which they say is Keneged, the Tumah Shulban Arbayim, can also be davened until the end of the day, and only after that can you start davening Maariv. As everybody knows, the Poskim say that although there is no clear consensus in the Gemara as who the Psak is like, and everybody is free to choose whether he wants to follow the Yehuda's opinion or the Chachomin's, however, you should choose and carry that through on a daily basis and not chop and change. So you cannot on Monday say, right, I'm ready to daven Maariv early, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Plaga Mincha is the end of Mincha, and now after Plaga Mincha I can daven Maariv, and then the following day you're a bit late, so you're suddenly going to switch and say, now I hold like the Chachomin. You must make your mind up. So you make your mind up and you follow that throughout. However, there is a special dispensation for Fridays. The reason for that is that since the Gemara brings down an ancient tradition that the Amoraim Rav had a tzura the Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, Rav was mekabel Shabbos early. So because we find that the Amoraim were mekabel Shabbos early, there's a special allowance that on Fridays, although you normally would not daven mincha after, you would not daven maariv after plaga mincha, you normally, for instance, wait for night. Even so, on Fridays, as long as you've davened mincha before plaga mincha, as Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do, you can once in a week take on Rabbi Yehuda's shitta and rely on it to daven maariv immediately afterwards. But if you're davening maariv, that means that is the tefillah's hours of Shabbos. That means Shabbos has started. So Hadlukas Neilus is after Plaga Mincha, then you can make a Brucha, you make Kabbal Shabbos, and you're into Shabbos then. However, we still need to understand this hour and a quarter, what does it mean an hour and a quarter? Now, the Morse says that an hour and a quarter that's referred to here, and it's not only here, but this having to know hours is necessary for many, many calculations. The Moshul. Sofman Krishma is at the end of 3 hours of the day. Sofman Tefillah is the end of 4 hours of the day. Minchat Tana is 2.5 hours before night. That cheshbon is necessary to know Erev Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos when you have to stop eating a Suda or starting a Suda. So you need to know what these hours are. So the Moshul says these hours do not mean an hour on your watch. 60 minutes plus a quarter, another 15 minutes, 75 minutes, and that 75 minutes is an hour and a quarter every day of the year throughout the year, which the Possum calls Shuris Shuvois. It is not Shuris Shuvois, says the Ramor, and most Possum agree with that, that it means Shuris Zmanios. Shuris Zmanios meaning you take the day that you're making the calculation from, and you divide that up into 12. Each part of the 12 becomes 1 hour, and you say, right, now these are my hours, an hour and a quarter, or 3 hours, or 4 hours of those 12 parts is my day. And that's how you base your calculation.
Nobody's going to be skewed.
Yeah, so that question today we have.
How is Could they know when?
Unless they kept records, I don't know how they knew. Now the next question is, how do you divide up the day? What is the day? What is the day? Now this machloikis, what the day is the reason that there are a number of zmanim. There is a fundamental machloikis. Now what's important to remember is, and some people get confused, this calculation of having to know when the day is, in order to break the day up into 12, and then to say, right, these are my 12 hours, now I'll take 3 of them for Sofsan and Tfilah, I'll take four of them for Sofsan and Tfilah, 3 for Krishna, and so on. This day, interestingly enough, has nothing to do with the halacha of Yom V'Laila. That means, and you'll see in a minute, that these are two different considerations, and you'll see it straight away, because the first shitta holds, and this is the first man, is the shittas halavush, and he says, you take sunrise to sunset. Easy to remember, they both got the sun in it. Neitzachama to shkiyasachama. You take that period, and you divide it up into 12.
The goyish okay?
Is what?
The goyish is man okay?
I think the goyish is man is right, yes. I think their sunrise is also when it's in the middle, and ours is when the top edge starts to go up. Okay. There's a few minutes difference. So so you take that zman, sunrise to sunset. Now, anybody who lives in this country knows that for 4 weeks a year, mid-December to mid-January, that sunrise in this country is several minutes after 8 o'clock. And many people, particularly those who attend, start the day the Torah away every day, cannot daven so late. They daven before the sun rises. They daven after Lois HaShachar. And they put on tefillin. And I'm sure that none of them put on tefillin again during the day. And the reason they don't do that is because Min HaTorah, the day starts with dawn. And Min HaTorah, you're yotze the mitzvah, even if you carried out the mitzvah before sunrise. With Lois HaShachar. So how can the Levush say that for the parameters of Shuras Hayom, you take sunrise to sunset, Min HaTorah, the day starts before sunrise, it starts with dawn, because we're Yotzei Mitzvah Tefillin before that. So you can see that the Cheshbon of Shuras Hayom is a different Cheshbon than what the Dinim of Yom V'Laila is. It's a Cheshbon on its own. And for that cheshbon, Levush says you take sunrise to sunset, you divide it up into 12, you take 1 1/4 of those hours, and you work back from sunset. Because in the cheshbon of Shuras Hayom, it's sunrise and sunset are your parameters. So you work back from sunset, and 1 1/4 before sunset is your plag mincha. And that is the first month that's on the luach printed outside, which tonight is going to be at 6:52. The second zman is the zman of the Trumas HaDeshen. And he says that you take dawn to night. So he's wider than the zman of the Levush. Obviously it's going to be later because it's going to be longer hours. Because he's starting earlier his day and he's finishing later. He's starting before the Nates with the Alois HaShachar. And the Alois HaShachar is always the Rav Deis, and certainly the Halucha, it's the time it takes to walk 4 mil before the Netzachama. Now, this 4 mil, there's some flexibility, because you can say, well, my mil is not 18, my mil is 22.5, my mil is 24, so there's some flexibility. But in the number of 4 mil, there's no flexibility. So you've got some Bottom of the Rosh and the Mushal that start early on Shavuos, and they don't, and you have to wait till dawn in order to be able to start davening. So what they say is, well, we're not taking the zman of 4 mil 72 minutes before the Netzachama. We're going to say that for this purpose we'll take the zman of 22.5 minutes, and we're going to say it's 90 minutes before. We're going to start a bit earlier. And some even are bolder, and they say we're going to take the zman of 96 minutes based on the 24 minute mil. But whatever it is, it's 4 times one of those 3 figures. And so 4 times one of those 3 figures before the Nate is your Alois HaShachar, and then you go to Laila, you divide that by 12, and according to the Trumas HaDeshen, you work back from Laila, because his Zman, his Shuras Hayom, is based on Alois HaShachar to Laila. So he's going to minus 1 1/4 back from from night. So that's why it's so much later. It's longer, his day is longer, as well as working backwards, not from the Shkia, but working backwards from night. Those are the two Zmanim. The second Zman of the Trumas Hadeshen is the Zman, the second Zman, which is 57 minutes later, and tonight it's going to be at 7:49. Now, that's answered why you see two groups coming out at different times. But if you look carefully, you'll see there's many, many more times. Now, where do these other times come from? L'chol, you've either got the proper, well, the year-round time of 15 minutes before sunset, which we have all year-round, which is quite late tonight, it's almost 8:30. Then you've got the other Zman of 7:52, and you've got a Zman of 6:49. Where do you get all these other Zman? Now, the reason for that is that somewhere along the line, somebody had a brilliant idea. And that was that when they sat down to do their calculations, they thought to themselves, well, first of all, our Kehillah are the type who wish to be medactic, and we don't want to be Mekabel Shabbos with the first plug, because we're concerned, because if we had the Trumas Hadeshen sitting here and we'd ask him, he'd say, Chas v'sholom, don't be Mekabel Shabbos the first plug, because as I see it, that first plug is the same as doing it 9 o'clock in the morning. It's still Friday midday. You can't be Mekabel Shabbos so early. It's before the plug of Mincha. It's a Baruch HaLevatullah. Your Ma'ariv, you have to daven over again. So they want to cover themselves and make sure that the Trumas Hadeshen would also agree with that plug. So they take the Zman of the Trumas Hadeshen to divide up the day from dawn till night. Fine. But when they looked at this calculation, they suddenly realized, hello, the Luach uses dawn 72 minutes, 4 times 18 before the Nate, but they use as night the Rebbein Tam Zman of 72 minutes after the Shkia. What have we got to do with Rabbi Tam? We've got Zerbo, Eden, Al Kehillah. Their minig is that they make Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur with the earliest man based on this 8.5 degrees, which is today accepted as the Geonim, the Shittus HaGeonim. So who needs this as one of the Benetam? We can shave off a bit by using Alois HaShacha till night, but not use the Benetam. We'll use the Geonim and we'll make it 8.5 degrees. And someone shouted out, excellent! 7.5! Why do we need 8.5? It's not Motzei Shabbos here. We're trying to work out to be machmer for the Trumas Hadeshen for Plag HaMincha. 7.5 degrees is also enough. So someone shouted also 7.1. If it's good enough for Asura B'Tevet, it's good enough for this. And then somebody shouted 5.95. Some poskim hold that's all right. So once you go into the Zman HaGeonim and you start playing around with the degrees, you can have a whole range of Zmanim. And that's how you get this calculation that you're ending the day of the Shuris Hayom not with the Rabbeinu Tam, but you're ending it with the Geonim Zman, which is being adapted to the Zman of the degrees that the sun is below the horizon. Now, the Sefer Ben Hashmoshes from Mitchil Mechatifatzinski, who is one of the experts on Zmanim and Eretz Yisrael, who is the Luach, his Luach, Luach Eretz Yisrael, is 50 years later still the Rabbonim's handbook that they keep in their shtenders, because it's a complete compendium on Zmanim, and the late Dayan Weiss, the Menchas Yitzchok, and Sefer Or HaMeir, all experts on Zmanim, say that this calculation is very brilliant, but it's wrong. And they've got a number of kashas why it's wrong, and we haven't got the time to go through all the kashas, but there's one kasha that, in my humble opinion, is so devastating that it completely destroys this calculation. And it's very, very simple to understand. If you open a luach, you immediately notice that for any given occasion, there are a plethora of zmanim. Sofzman Krishma, you've got a few, and Sofzman Tfilah, Minchik Tana, and we've seen Plaga Mincha, and night you've got a few, and even Chatzos Halayla, Tafikoyman, there are also a few Zmanim. There is one Zman in which there's no argument, and whichever Luach, in whichever place you are in the world, you'll see there's only one Zman, because all the Poskim agree that there's only one time, and the reason why there's only one time is because it is a fact, and that is Chatzos Hayoim. Chatzos Hayoim is, the Gemara says, Bezman Shechama Beroish Kol Odom, when the sun is directly above. So if you're fortunate enough to have the sun outside, and you go outside and there's no shadow, then that is Chatzos Hayoim. End of argument. Nobody can argue with that. Now, if you're working out your Shuris Hayoim, No, it does not depend. It's a fact. Whenever the sun is directly above, that is Chatzos Hayom. And the sun is very, very precise. It's going to be at Chatzos Hayom, exactly midway between Netzach Hamor and Shkiyah Hamor. He never gets it wrong. Exactly midway. Now, if you're making your own calculations, you're free to do as you like. You take this man and the other man, you play around with your figures. But at the end, you need to double check. If your cheshbon for sure is hayoyim, you break it in half, and your half does not come out to when anybody working outside looks up and sees the sun above, but you are 11 minutes out, then your calculation is wrong. And it doesn't matter who you quote, it must be wrong, because it's a fact. Your chatzos hayoyim is out. Now, the only way to get chatzos hayoyim right is if you start from the Netzach Hamor, you finish with Shkiyah Hamor, so you're bang on in the middle. There's a second way. You start with Alot HaShachar, 72 minutes before, you finish with Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes later, and every child knows simple arithmetic that if you've added on the same amount before and the same amount later on, then you're midway is again going to be bang in the middle. But if you've played around with the figures, and you've added, you've got 72 minutes before, which you've had to do because there's no leeway there, those are the 4 mil. You could have 90 minutes, but then you've got to add on 90 minutes to the other end. But if you've, and you've got 72 minutes at the beginning, and then you said, well, I'm going for 7.1 degrees, and today that is 46 and 3 quarter minutes, then your 46 and 3 quarter minutes that you've added on at the other end is going to make you halfway lopsided. You're going to be out. And if you're out, then the sun is telling you that you're wrong. So if you'll ask me, so how did the Gaonim work out their Shu'at Hayom? The answer is, well, there's two answers, but the simple answer is that the Gaonim Taka held back the Levush, and they used for their Shu'at Hayom the Netzach Hamor to the Shkiyah Hamor, so their halfway point was dead on. Because the Shu'at Hayom is not connected with how you view the Haluchas of Yom V'Layla. So they could use the Levush. Now, you can see that if you want to be medactic for the Zman of the Tzumas HaDeshen, you've got to use the Zman of Dalad Milan before and Dalad Milan later on, and all your flexibility is to work out those Dalad Milan with the one of the three 18, 22 and a half or 24 combinations. There's still a few days left in Chodesh Nissan and plenty of time for Chazal tell us the Nissan Negalu, the Nissan Asidim Legoil, the Meheri B'Yumeini Umein.
Wonderful. Thank you.